Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Welcome into the Millionaire Mindcast, a show that focuses on all things mindset, money, and motivation to help you increase your income, impact, and influence. I'm your host, Matty A. As always, want to thank you for tuning in, checking out the podcast today. Whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an employee, whether you're retired, whether you're in school, whatever, we cover all kinds of inspirational topics that are important for building a wealthy, healthy, and epic life. So if you're a longtime returning listener, much love as always. It's an honor to be a part of your journey. If you're just checking us out for the first time, glad you're here. You're in for a treat today. We've got an awesome show with Kevin Stimson. He is the founder of Strive and Grind. It's a branding firm that specializes in positioning businesses or business owners in the absolute best light possible through strategic and really congruent branding so that you can connect with your perfect client. But before we get into the show today, just want to share a few quick reminders with you, all the awesome things that we got going on in the community each and every week. Don't forget to join me in the Millionaire in the Making Facebook group. We got all kinds of people from all industries, all walks of life, all different, you know, financial backgrounds who are just really trying to live and strive for more and really raise that bar. And the whole reason I started this free group was because I personally couldn't find a community that was open and committed to having these types of conversations on a daily basis. Really just sharing these kind of things, these resources. So if you can relate to feeling this way too, look no further. Come and join us in the Facebook group. And all you gotta do is just search Millionaire in the Making and ask to join the group. One of our admins will be sure to add you in there, and we look forward to connecting with you. Also, if you haven't done so already, be sure to download this month's free community resource. We got a new one for you, the 5-step guide on how to find your next mentor. I am always asked about this conversation around mentorship and the best ways of finding one. So I decided to create this guide for anyone who's looking for a strategic plan, a step-by-step kind of insight on how you can go about finding one. There's a lot of things to do and to avoid. So be sure to check out this free resource. All you got to do is text mentors, that's with an S at the end, mentors, all one word, to 44222, mentors to 44222. You'll get the 5-step guide sent over to your email. Also, if you have any suggestions for future resources that you'd love our team to create, let us know. That's how we got the idea for this month's resource, so be sure to send those over. And I think that's it. So now that we got that out of the way, today's millionaire worth modeling is Mr. Kevin Stimson. He's a branding expert, like I said, and I know that this is a really hot topic right now, and a lot of people have questions about, you know, personal brands or business branding in general, and it's really important, especially in today's day and age of the internet. So I was excited to have this conversation with Kevin today. And in this interview, we talk about some of the key strategies and things that you can focus on when actually building your brand, whether you're just starting out, whether you're looking to take your brand to that next level or your business to the next level. And one of the common questions that I hear right now is, you know, do I build a brand around myself or do I build a brand around my company? So I actually asked Kevin this question, being that I had it as well, and it was good to hear his take on it. So I think you're gonna like what he said there. We also talked about some of the world-class brands that are out there and why they've become world-class and how you can actually model after them. He also shared some great insights on the best spaces to grow your influence in and what he believes will be some of the best platforms to either keep an eye on or to kind of move over to and utilize as you grow your brand. So just overall, ton of great information. We cover a lot of different topics all on the space of branding, stuff that's really applicable to anybody, right? Because whether you're a business owner, an employee, college student, you have to keep in mind that you yourself are a brand, right? You are a walking, talking brand, and how you carry yourself, what you say, how you act, how you dress, what you put out there, that message is you, and you are that brand. So today's episode will give you some great stuff to think about and also implement as you think about what you want your brand to look like moving forward, and really who you want to appeal to, right? Who do you want to connect with? So get ready for a jam-packed interview full of value, and let's go ahead and dive into today's show with Kevin Stimson right after this quick message.
Have you ever wanted to tap into the minds of other successful millionaires and see exactly what things they are learning and implementing in their lives and businesses? Well, now you can by subscribing to Millionaire Notes, the exclusive monthly newsletter that delivers all the books, resources, insights, and strategies that the brightest millionaires from around the world are leveraging to build wealthier lives. Each and every month, the Millionaire Mindcast team and I compile the best tips, tools, and wisdom shared by my guests of the show, from all the mastermind groups I'm a part of, from the countless conferences I pay thousands of dollars to attend, and most importantly, the journals my millionaire mentors have given me access to. I've always been a big believer that success leaves clues, and by learning from other brilliant minds, we are able to model our way to a more rich and fulfilling life. And being that time is a limited and precious resource for all of us, we figured here at the Millionaire Mindcast team, we would do all the legwork for you, mine through all the data, and deliver you the most valuable golden nuggets that you can use and implement in your life each and every month. You don't have to do all the research. You don't have to pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars to attend the conferences and the events to gain access to this elite information for literally the price of a morning latte for just $5 a month. You can have all these delivered to your inbox. If you have any desire to increase your income, your impact, or your influence, then Millionaire Notes is for you. To receive your monthly edition, text Millionaire Notes, all one word, to 44222. There's no contracts. You can cancel at any time you like. To sign up today, all you have to do is text Millionaire Notes, all one word, to 44222. Let's dive back into the show.
Well, I'm excited to welcome into the show. We got a branding expert. He's an expert in a lot of spaces that have to do with you and putting out your right message. Welcome to the show, Mr. Kevin Stimson. What's up, brother?
Natty, hey, what's happening, man? I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, man. I mean, not as good as you. You're where? San Diego. Weather's like beautiful, 80 degrees.
All day long, brother. Sun's out. Feels good. Nice breeze. Can't complain.
Can't complain. And you guys were just at the Billion Dollar Body Live event. You were one of the main speakers there. One of our previous guests, Nicholas of the Billion Dollar Body, brought the heat, and you were representing at his event.
I was, man. It was cool. It was really dope, man, because we are the ones who crafted the brand. Like, we created it from the ground up where it was nothing. And for them to be able to sell out, you know, a 100-person event at premium price points and then make a killing on the back end, it was awesome, man. It was cool.
Yeah, and I think when you and I connected, I think I might have connected with Nicholas afterwards, after you kind of showed me, hey, we got this dude that we are building this brand for called Billion Dollar Body, and to see what you guys have done with that brand in general and how seamless it is and how it really attracts the right audience, the right customer, the right community member, has been, it's been eye-opening for me on the importance of that. So I want to dive into that today, because we got a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners and people that necessarily may not be putting this in their business plan or, you know, working this in on the front end, which they should be. So I want to cover some of that on kind of how to start a brand and the importance of having a brand. But how the heck did you get into the space, man? Rewind a little bit.
Cool, man. Let's do a little backstory. So I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm currently living in San Diego right now. I was not always into the branding space, that's for sure. I wasn't even always into the business space. So for me, I came from an IT background. I came from a project management background. So that's where I come from. And so it's cool, because when I just go back and I think about it, I'm going back to high school real quick. So I actually ended up finding this beautiful girl. You know, it's my senior year. She's a sophomore, so I was rocking the cradle a little bit.
Oh, cradle robbing over there.
Yeah, I was, man. And she was 15 turning 16, and I was 17 at the time. And so she was known for creating really dope MySpace layouts. And so we actually met on MySpace. So she now is my high school sweetheart and my wife. We've been together now for 11 years. But it was cool because she always had like that certain edge about her. So as she was doing her thing in graphic design and all of that, I was honing in on my thing, which was the IT space. Because why? It was like, cool, that's the go-to if you want to make a lot of money. So I went through this leadership development program right out of college. I got all these six-figure certifications. I was making money and things like that, but it just wasn't fulfilling to me.
Yeah.
And so as that kind of happened, I said, you know what? Something needs to change. I want to start my own business. I ended up leveraging my day job to move me out to San Diego, California, all paid for, which was really cool.
Nice.
And then as I come here, within literally my first 3 to 4 months of coming here, I go to my first entrepreneurial conference. And I go to this entrepreneurial conference, have my arms crossed the whole way, like no one's selling me, no one's selling me, no one's selling me. This ain't, yeah, I'm not doing nothing.
Yep.
And it was like, nope, I'm 36 grand right there on the spot. And money I didn't even have at the time because I didn't know how we were going to get to California. But the fact that we got to California was everything. So I just took it the way it was. I said, hey, I'm supposed to be here for a reason. So we did that and said, you know what? If we're going to start a company, we want to start a company that's going to help entrepreneurs. And so we realized that most entrepreneurs fail because they don't know how to stand out from the competition and they do the same thing as everybody else. So if you have this business here as business A and you have this business here as business B, why should I choose business A or business B over the other?
Right.
And so we said, what is that going to be? It's going to be branding. And so we dove into the branding space and we realized that a lot of people thought that branding was just like your logos, your website, it was your products or service, but we realized that it was so much more than that. It was about how you actually make people feel. It's about what they're saying about you. It's about what they're thinking about you when you're not there. So we also realized that there's a lot of these entrepreneurs in the online world and just in the business world in general who would say, you know what, we're doing $1 million a year, we're crushing it and all that kind of stuff. But just because you're making $1 million in a year doesn't mean that you're crushing it. You can, we were just talking about the $1 billion body live in their event. You know, a lot of people host events and things like that. They host masterminds. It's like, cool, you can rock out your event. You can make, you know, six figures from that event alone. You can enroll like 100 people into your mastermind. You're rocking it. That's what's up. And then people get in and they're like, yo, this shit sucks. Like, I don't want to be a part of this.
Where's the value?
Right. So I just invested $25,000 or $30,000 into this mastermind. Now I'm a part of it. The customer experiences suck. They don't, their processes aren't well put together. It's all over the place. Now I'm confused. And then I end up getting out of there. And then because I'm somebody and I have a lot of influence, I'm telling all my friends about it too. Like, dude, don't do it. It's a waste of money. Like, don't do it. And then that just trickles down and trickles down and trickles down. So that's branding. So what are people saying? Are they raving about you or are they like, don't do it?
Right.
And so we're about helping people rave about, you know, the clients and stuff that we work with. And we're all about premium branding too. So how can you attract the right person to your business? How can you position your business where it's up here? But not just saying like, hey, we're the shit and we're really good at what we do and we have unique products and services, but you really do have unique products and services. And it's not cookie cutter stuff that you're just increasing your price points at.
I love that. So let's dive into it. I mean, let's talk about some of these different ways of, because I agree. I mean, you know, delivering someone a product is one thing. Yep. Providing them with an experience is, you know, a whole nother level. So I'd love to talk a little bit about how, you know, for someone that's looking to either take their brand to the next level or start one from the ground up and find a way of standing out from the crowd, especially with how noisy the marketplace is today.
So noisy.
Where do you guys start?
Yeah, so we start with the brand strategy, right? So super, super clear. I said queer, my bad. Super, super clear. So brand strategy. So really focusing on what that one thing is. So a lot of people, they're like, I mean, so many people are launching digital agencies now. And they're just like, oh, this person's doing this. Or this person's creating a course. This person created this.
Yeah.
Like now I can do it too. And so what we realized that the special sauce is in specializing in that one thing and being known as the best in the world at that one thing. So we could have easily said when we were going to start our branding and creative company that We were going to do one-off projects like logos and websites and all this kind of stuff. We could have said that we were going to just upsell this or upsell that. We're just going to work with everybody in the world. Like, but we said, nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to be very strategic about what we're how we're going to go about doing it. And we're going to be known as the best in the world at only branding. We're not going to try to do marketing. We're not going to do SEO. We're not going to do Facebook. We're not doing that. If you want that, see you later. Like, we can put you in a right space for that, but that's not what we do. So one is specializing in the one thing and stop going broad and go like super focused. Mm. So super important there. The second thing is, you know, learning and understanding like what your stance is, right? You know, what do you want to be known for? What pisses you off currently about like what's going on, and how can you create something where you're kind of going against the grain of the thing that you can't even stand? So for us, we're like, hey, we want to be known for, you know, being edgy, being cool, you know, being memorable, being disruptive, and being badass. Those three things, so important. Being memorable, you know, having that really, really good first impression. Mm. So that's being memorable. Being disruptive, really coming down to, you know, how can you go against the grain? It's okay to be polarizing. A lot of people, they're scared to be polarizing.
Yeah, but that was you the question be like, I had.
Mm-hmm. You got to be willing to turn people away to attract the right people that you want. So for me, I know a lot of people, they hate cursing. And the moment I hear someone curse on stage, I'm like, cool, I like them. Like, those are my people, yep. You know? And some people feel the complete opposite. They get turned off by that. And that's okay. But you'll realize that, cool, they're either for me or they're not. Yep. So that's totally fine. And then a badass piece is just really having that special it factor. Like, man, I don't know what it is about so-and-so, but I just freaking love them, man. I don't know what it is about them, but whether it's how authentic they are, how genuine they are, how well they dress, how good they communicate, like, that's that badassness. And when you combine those three things together, now you got magic. So once you define, like, that one thing and you get clear on, like, what your stance is, the next thing really comes down to, how can you create a super, super unique product, process, or service? So a lot of people are doing me too things. So it's like, okay, you know, in the real estate business, in the health industry, in the creative industry, in the advertising, it doesn't matter what business you're in. If all you're in the business of is just modeling after somebody else and copying everything else that they're doing and trying to craft it as your own, you're missing out on a lot of areas of opportunity. One of our big aha moments was from a book called Blue Ocean Strategy. And I love how they broke it down where, you know, you take a look at the marketplace, you see what everybody else is doing in your industry. Like, you just capture that. Boom, 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 boom. And then now you have a clear idea what the industry is currently doing. Now, then you think about, what are the things that I can take away out of that? Like, it's not needed, it's super extra, or it's just not valuable. Like, you don't like it, maybe it pisses you off or whatever. So you capture that and you throw it into the remove column. And then you have the add column, where you're really thinking outside the box around different kind of, like, what's going on in different industries and see how you can bring that in to this industry. And once you look at what everybody else is doing, you remove everything that you don't want and you add in the current things that you do want. Now you have your special sauce. Mm. And so how that's relatable to us is, we realize that everybody, like, when you look at branding companies, no one focuses on the business strategy. They only do like, oh, I do your logo, I do your website, photo shoot, design, graphic design, whatever. So that's what they do.
Right.
Then it takes them a really long time to do what it is that they need to do. So you say, oh, I'll do my website, and take like 6 months to do it. So we realized that. And then it was like, you know, the quality of work really wasn't that great. So you'll have people saying like, hey, we specialize in this. It's like, cool, bro, let me look at your portfolio. It's like, dang, this sucks. Yeah, right. Like, there's no consistency there. And then so we said, all right, how can we really, really, oh, and then the other thing was, they just did like one-off stuff. So any kind of business that come in, brochure, flyer, banner, like whatever, they would do it. Doesn't matter. And so we said, all right, coming into the slate, coming into being new to the branding world and starting our company, how can we truly, truly stand out? So we said, one, we're going to charge premium prices because we already know where to shit at what we do. Like, we know we're really, really good. We just got to back it up, and we know we're going to back it up. So that was one. Two was, we had to create one offering and one offering only that we send everybody through. It was our unique process. It was a 45-day process that we could send every single client through. It didn't matter if, you know, you were a business coach or author or speaker or whatever, or you owned a piano lessons company or some kind of other service-based business. You go through our process in 45 days, you're good to go. So it was that timely factor. So we did brand strategy, which is getting super clear on like 17 brand DNA elements that we define for you, so like your mission statement, purpose statement, core values, all that good stuff. And then it's like, cool. But then we do the brand identity, which is step number two. So like your logo, font systems, color schemes. And then we realized like, man, how cool would it be to create an all-inclusive experience where like, if someone wanted to do a website, we're stuck if we don't have really good photos. Mm-hmm. So how about we be in control of the process and then we include a photo shoot within their experience. So then we added that in there and then we created the website, all copy, you know, we take care of that and all of that. And the design looks really good. And then we do design of like their business cards and social media collateral, like all that kind of stuff. And so that's when we realized like, man, now we have something super, super special here. Because even if people tried to imitate us, they couldn't. And that even too gave us even more reason to charge more for what it was that we're doing. Because the fact that we did five things in 45 days, most people can't even do one of those things in 45 days.
Right.
And so that right there was our it factor. And you can literally think about how you can do that in your industry. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, how you can create that kind of experience for yourself.
I love that. So to recap, we're talking brand strategy, take a stance. And in brand strategy too, I love what you said of it's hard for people that are trying to envision what kind of brand to create because we want to cast this wide net and sometimes we miss the mark, right? So I love that you talked about, you know, going, instead of going a mile wide and an inch deep, you are going a mile deep and an inch wide and really nailing down on what that brand strategy is. So I love that part. Mm-hmm. Taking a stance too, because this is hard for some people, being polarizing, right? And the way you framed it, I think makes it easier for people to take a stance is what is it that pisses you off about the space that you're in and how can you, your brand, your company, your service, product, whatever it may be, fill that void or bridge that gap. And, I like how you guys work that into your process. And then the it factor, you know, your kind of what's your trademark? What's your unique value proposition? What is it that makes you unique? And you guys got to check out Strive and Grind's work. I know you guys, we'll be sure to link up all of the ways of finding the websites and the clients and all the people that you work with, but you guys have everything so seamless. And I appreciate how you guys really dive into the details because sometimes those are often overlooked or just kind of passed over. What is so important about every single detail when it comes to building a world-class brand, not just a mediocre brand, but a world-class brand?
Yeah, man. It's just like, we think about personal development, you think about self-help, right? You can, people who are all in about being great and massively successful, you're not just going to be like, nah, man, I'm good. Like, I already know it all. I don't need to learn anything else. But people, entrepreneurs get to the point in their businesses where they're just like, I'm good. I don't need anything else. They don't want to grow. They don't want their brands to be the best versions of their own brand and their own business. So you think about most of the people on this back wall here, or even the people on your wall, they're all about being the best and the best. They invest in their businesses. No, they invest in themselves. So it doesn't matter mindset. It doesn't matter about health, fitness, spirituality. They're coming up so they can show up. But when it comes to entrepreneurs, they're so busy worrying about, you know, I'm saving. I just want to save money. I don't really care to position my company or have it look and feel like the best of the best because I already know the money's coming in. They don't want to improve. So that's like the big thing. Also, it just really comes down to customer experiences. So we like to think about it as like, what's the experience like before somebody works with you, during somebody works with you, and after somebody works with you? So like for us, we have like a super detailed onboarding process. We give people onboarding gifts, and gifts, guys, is so huge. Like, talk about value. Man, so for instance, Amanda Nicholas, barely, Billion Dollar Body Live, they had their first ever event, crushed it, knocked it out of the park. We dropped like $250. We got them like a super amazingly like champagne bottle. Like, yeah, a champagne bottle. It was like all like flossed out, super cool. And we gave it to them as a gift. Like they, when we even got it all on camera too. Like when they saw that and they received it, super, super thankful.
Yeah.
Because now you're just showing how much you value like your people, right? Like you're taking really good care of them.
Yep.
The other thing is from the during standpoint is going super over and beyond to ensure that you're going to get your person or get your client or customer, whatever the results that you're going to get them. So a lot of people, they make big claims and they don't deliver on that claim. So what we like to do is we like to make big claims and we over deliver on those big claims. And then even after the fact of working with our people, it's all about how can you ensure that that experience is even that much better too, where, you know, they're still always in your top of mind and you still have their back. And so now a referral is effortless. Now you don't have to, this is the biggest result from having a world-class brand. You will no longer have to worry about marketing for yourself. Because now, because you're so memorable, disruptive, and badass, and you're going all in on your people, they're doing all the marketing for you. That word of mouth, you got to talk to them. You got to talk to Matt. You got to talk to this person, this person, this person. Now that's filling up your pipeline. It's filling up your funnel. And now you're good to go. And now you're saving more money because you're investing that money back into your people. And you're not trying to be a cheap ass about it.
Yeah, so many people look at this as an expense in their business, and the way you framed it and the way I look at it is this is a pure on investment that has a true ROI behind it, but you have to look at it that way. I mean, you have to, you know, change the paradigm or put on a different set of lenses in how you approach the strategy, because it's so important to work it in up front, because it's hard to go back and do it. Now, it's possible, right? But to work that in up front, I think is extremely key. For those people that, you know, are maybe looking to rebrand, what are some of the strategies or things that you guys look at that maybe they can utilize for kind of reworking? And is it that easy? Or, I mean, do you got to strip down and go start from scratch?
Good question. So here's what's cool. I feel like when a lot of entrepreneurs start their businesses, they started with now in mind and then they grow. They don't start with 5 years down and then work their way back.
Yeah.
And so when you think about rebranding, it's about positioning your business and positioning your brand 2 to 5 years from now. So when we started Strive and Grind, we could have easily said like, oh, we're just going to, you know, start, do what everybody else is doing and all that kind of stuff because, you know, we're just starting out. Like, let's just make that money. But we're like, nope. We're going to position ourselves 2 to 5 years out from now. Like we're going to make a big claim. Our aesthetic is going to look super professional. Like they've been around forever. We're going to go all in on customer experiences, all this kind of stuff. And then we have to step into that. So you may not be ready to step into that. So if you're doing like $5 million a year or $3 million a year or whatever, who do you have to become and what does your business need to become for it to step into the double, triple, quadruple that business and make even more of an impact, right? Yeah. And so that's how we like to think about it in translation to actually rebranding. So if you have a fitness company and it's like, cool guys, like, you know, we're doing 7 figures a year, we're doing 6 figures a year, and you know, we have X amount of people on our email list and we're starting to get some reputation now. People are getting to know who we are. Awesome. That's cool. Then you start to think about like, what are we missing here? Like, Where are the opportunities at? Like if I were really to think about where this business and brand can go, like maybe we're only just stepping into right now, just doing, you know, coaching programs and meal plans and all that. What if we took it a step further and we actually started creating supplements? What if we actually took it a step further and started, you know, to create gyms all across the country? And you franchise that out around. And now you're creating this big ecosystem. And that's like the vision stuff. So for me, dude, I have like a 20, 30 year vision for myself. Cause I look at myself from like a motivation standpoint. As far as the black people on this wall, they're all probably entrepreneurs, but they all didn't start out as entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
They all started out in the acting world, in the entertainment world, in the sport industry and things like that, or the music industry. I'm starting out from the ground up as a business guy. And so I realized that there's not a lot of African Americans who's crushing it or has crushed it right out of the gate to hit that $100 million net worth status or that $1 billion net worth status. I have to be that guy. So for my vision, I have to start thinking, Kev, cool, man. And here's where the fun starts happening. So for Strive and Grind, we're all about just being dope, right? So memorable, disruptive, and badass is in, at its core, lifestyle brand for entrepreneurs.
Yep.
So we're starting right now with the branding and creative company. That's cool. Here's where we're about to go from there. Then it's like, cool, we got the branding company down. We're working on that. All of our clients, entrepreneurs. That community, entrepreneurs. Then we're going to tap into the health and fitness space, and we're going to create gyms around the world for entrepreneurs. Then it's like, cool, that's what's up. And then we're going to be like, how cool would it be to tap into the nightlife and have lounges and restaurants and stuff like that, specifically for high achievers and entrepreneurs and all that, and like all the top cities across the country. Boom, Strive and Grind, like whatever. And that's like the overarching vision. But I can't do that right now, but I know where I want to go and I can foresee that. But I have these building blocks that I'm putting into place right now. And as long as you can have some kind of idea of like, hey, in the next 5 to 10 years, this is where we want to be at. These are the type of products and services we want to offer. That's cool. You don't have to know how to get there just yet, but just put that thing on the radar and just let the course run its course.
I love it. That the fact that you guys are forecasting out and thinking that big, you know, makes it a reality for you guys that it is possible too, which I love that, because so many people get stuck in the now, which it's obviously important to be present in where you're currently at, but having one foot in the future, I think, is important too, because that's what keeps you hungry. That's what keeps the fire in the belly burning strong. And, you know, you're hungry for that next, you know, that next tier up in life.
Absolutely. 100%.
So then when it comes to, you know, the overall experience that your brand creates, mm-hmm. how do people really test this model to make sure that it's going to stick right before, like, I'm thinking for all the people that are like, okay, I want to create this brand. I want to do this, but how do they know it's going to work? You know, how do they know it's going to stick or hit? You know, is it something that you test before you really go all in on, or what is the process?
Good question. It's tough, right? Like, I believe personally in going all in before just testing stuff. Mm. And so I think about what would the best brands in the world do? Like, what would the best brands in the world do? So us, like, entrepreneurs, as you know, we're working our way up and things like that. We only operate down here. We're not modeling after what Nike's doing. We're not modeling after what Mercedes is doing and all these other cool brands is like super reputable. So yeah, they have all the budget in the world, but there's a reason for why they're being super innovative, because they know it's about disrupting people, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're disrupted, you no longer matter. You no longer exist. So is it worth it to me to get super creative and think outside the box from a customer experience standpoint, where it's like, we have a little bit of cash here to invest in improving this. At the end of the day, you want to improve this. So whether it works, it's just like saying this, how do you know it's going to work that you're investing into a business coach? Right. Or into a mentor. You don't fucking know it's going to work. Yep. You hope that it's going to work, but you believe in yourself that it's going to work, because you know yourself enough that you're going to hold yourself accountable and do all the things that they want you to do and all that. But if you truly believed in your business, why wouldn't that shit work? And if it didn't work, you can make a small pivot. But all right, cool. We tried that. Didn't work. Get feedback on it. But I believe that your customers and your clients and whoever you're serving, they're going to rock with you and support you anyway, because they know that you're going all in on helping them out and creating the best experience for them. So yeah. It's like, hey guys, my bad. That sucked. It didn't go as planned, but you already know that we're in your best interest. So best believe when we come back next time around, it's going to hit harder. Yeah. Then hit harder and harder.
Yeah. That's a great point. What's your take on the difference between building a brand around an individual and building a brand around, say, like a community or a true brand? You know, like I look at, say, like a specific person, or let's say like a ClickFunnels that has a, you know, kind of an ambassador or a main point of contact in a Russell Brunson. Like, do you build the company around you? Because I've heard so many people say, hey, build the business around the general brand. That way people can circulate in and out of kind of that leadership role. And then other people, I mean, you see individuals who just have killer brands just around themselves. What's your opinion on that?
So I like the Russell Brunson route, but I'm going to go the Gary Vee route. And here's why.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and this is kind of the stage that I'm in right now. So we obviously built Strive and Grind first, right? And the branding company first. But
yep.
Then by me only creating the branding company, I'm only bottling myself as a personality. I like to think of myself as a personality now.
Yep.
And so I'm only bottling myself as only a branding expert. But yo, I'm so much cooler and better than that. I don't only want to be a branding expert.
Right.
So when I think about someone like Gary Vee, he's built VaynerMedia, yet no one knows what the heck he's doing with VaynerMedia other than he's making a lot of money. He works with Fortune 100 and 200 companies, and he does social media and advertising and digital marketing stuff and agency stuff for them. So that's cool, but that's not cool. That's not sexy. That's not interesting. People are buying into Gary Vee and his mindset, his thoughts. Yep. The fact that he's even tapping in, this is why I like him so much. He's tapping into a whole different demographic. He's now like on podcasts with Charlamagne Tha God and tapping into the urban industry and rappers.
He's on that hip hop pipe.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Right. And so
he pulls it off.
Exactly. And so now he's cross, like using cross platforms here. And now that's building more and more people to know who he is. So my wife and I, we went to VidCon a month ago. And so with VidCon, we realized that over $1 billion a day is viewed on YouTube. Mind blowing. I was like, dang, that's crazy. I also realized that Gary Vee is not shit, and Ty Lopez is not shit, and all these other guys that a lot of entrepreneurs look up to is nothing compared to these little 10, 12, 15, 18, and 20-year-olds when it comes to influence and impact.
Seriously.
They can go to Snickers and be like, hey, how can I, like, I have 20 million people follow me across all my channels. How can we incorporate your Snickers brand into one of my videos and we create something cool together? And oh, that's gonna be $15,000-$20,000. That's what you call opportunity.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm doubling down and going all in on the YouTube world and creating a personality around people loving Kevin Stimson. So yeah, he's an entrepreneur, best-selling author, international speaker, owns a branding company and a shit ton of other companies down the road. But also, because I love fashion, I can go to Movement, MVMT, and be like, hey, I have 20 million people follow me. Because now I'm about thinking about creativity and growing things organically and not just going all paid advertising, things like that. I now have more options. I can now approach other brands that fill my persona and who I want to be and how I want people to perceive me and say, hey, how can we work a deal together where I incorporate your this or your that into my life? And I'm making money off of that.
Yeah.
And so that's where I want to get to. And if other people thought that way and thought of that.
No, I was just saying, I mean, you're the walking, talking brand, right? Which I love that. It gives you some flexibility to, like you said, you don't get stuck in a box with, you know, just Strive and Grind. You have some, you know, some freedom to cross some different spaces, create more opportunity for yourselves, generate more revenue, income, exposure for your brand, for your company, and everywhere that you have, you know, your hand in. So I love that because I've heard some different takes on it. And I was curious to know, you know, an expert like yourself, what your thoughts are on that.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, man. I think, and here's what I'm talking about. This is where you look at what everybody else is not doing. Mm. And now you tap into that earlier than ever before. People are like worshiping Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vee was smart. He tapped into the YouTube community early on and realized like, dang, all these creators are doing this, this, and this. How can I bring this to the entrepreneurial and business world? And he stuck to that. And so I guarantee you, Gary Vee looks up to a lot more of those YouTubers more than he looks up to, say, the people in the online business world who are doing certain things. Like, he's more like, yo, that's cool. But he probably respects, like, your Casey Neistats and those other people way more because they're being unique and they're being different.
Yeah.
And also capitalizing off opportunities from that.
What do you think is, if there is one right now that we can see, is the next space of opportunity, or that you see start of, you know, some of the influencers, people with great brands moving into or utilizing that maybe not everybody else is aware of or, you know, thinking about?
Yeah, good question. So number one would be just growing like the YouTube thing and just doubling down on that from a personality standpoint. And so, yeah, that's one, because I want to tap into that and kind of be like a walk-in billboard of that. Be like, cool. Yeah. So that'll be one. I haven't seen too many people leveraging like virtual reality and things like that. But when I went to VidCon and I saw like what it is that they're able to do, that's starting to have wheels and things turn in my brain about what we can do from a marketing standpoint with virtual reality as well. So I would just say that those are like the top two things, just from like an innovation and creativity standpoint. And obviously from a branding side of things, that's what I care about, is like the innovation and the creativity and how you stand out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. What are some of your, in your opinion, favorite or best world-class brands that people could look at for inspiration, or like you said, not necessarily taking everything, but maybe modeling a little bit after, you know, some of these influencers or brands?
Are you talking about from like a personal brand standpoint?
Yeah, both. I mean, it could be corporate, it could be personal.
Yeah. It's funny, man, and this is how I know I'm on the right track. I think about someone like Gerard Adams. Are you familiar with him?
Yep.
Cool. I think about someone like him. 2 to 3 years ago, all the people that I wanted to connect with, he's now rocking with. He has like all the cash, like he has the money to be able to go and do all the cool shit and have the videos and drones and at their spots. But that's how I know I'm on the right track, because literally from like Arvin Lau, the founder of Shreds, to there's another dude, his name is and I'm just thinking about like millennials here.
Yep.
To Randall Pitch, the founder of LitFit. I'm just like watching what these people who have consumer products and seeing how I can leverage that and how they're doing their marketing and how they're tapping into, here's another one, influencer marketing. I think that's a super, super underutilized thing that a lot of entrepreneurs are tapping into.
Yeah. Yeah. Collaborating with other people who got influence in spaces that you want to be in, that maybe it's not necessarily, you know, stepping on their toes, but you have the ability to leverage other people's communities while still, most importantly, obviously coming from a place of adding value. But I agree. I
mean, absolutely.
Influencer marketing is huge.
Yep. JP Spears, real quick.
Yep.
So I think about him. So he's no genius, but he leveraged what was working in the video and capturing people's attention, right? So he said, what's the number one thing that makes shit go viral? What is it? It is called entertainment and making people laugh and creating skits. So he's like, cool. There's a lot of idiots on YouTube who are super young, making millions of dollars a year by just doing funny, stupid things on the internet, and they're getting paid a lot of money from it. Awesome. How can I make people laugh, but also have a message that's really funny at the same time, but also hits home because it's clear and it's important too, and other people resonate with it, so they're just going to share it out to everybody else.
Yeah.
But now I think about him, he's now getting to speak on big stages, he's getting this, he's getting that, all because he was like, cool, while everyone's being corny and saying, hey, you know, are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling worried? Well, hi, my name is JP Spears. I'm going to help you out with that, because I help people just like you do da-da-da-da, to creating a way to be funny and da-da-da and still land the same message at the same time. So that's a big trend too that I think is being utilized by not too many people at all.
I love it, man. Well, we are coming up to the tail end of the interview, but I want to kind of finish with some of our normal questions, being that you guys have utilized your entrepreneurial path as a vehicle for not only designing the lifestyle that you want to live and achieving the financial goals that you want to live, but it's so much more than that. I'm curious to know what your definition of wealth
is based on the life that you're living and what you know now?
Good question. I would say my definition of wealth is being at 100% in all areas of my life. Because when I think of wealth, I think of like optimal, and I think of like top notch and people thriving. And so when I think about wealth for me and what I would love for it to be for others, and I think of it in respect to like financially and with your family and health and all that kind of stuff, if you're not at your absolute optimal, or at least not striving to be, then you're doing yourself a disservice and you're pretty much missing out on what wealth is all about.
Mm. Strive and grind, baby. That's a good answer right there.
Thank you.
Cool, Kevin. Well, for those that want to, you know, connect with you, maybe they want to use your services. I know that, you know, the people that Kevin works with and what he does for them is nothing short of insane, amazing, miraculous, whatever you want to call it. Their company is no joke. And the way that they serve their clients and position their clients is world-class. So everything you've heard on the show today is real. So I appreciate you sharing that. Where can they find you? What's your website? What's the best social media spot that you hang out on?
Thanks, brother. Yeah. So where can you find me? You can find me personally at kevinstimpson.com. And then you can find me as well as my company, Strive and Grind, at Strive, the letter N, grind.com as well. And then hang out with me on Instagram. That's where I like to play the most. So Kevin_Stimpson is my Instagram handle.
Kevin, we appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, bro. This has been fun. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Well, that does it for this week's episode of Millionaire Mindcast. Hopefully you enjoyed that conversation with Mr. Kevin Stimpson. Obviously, the dude's got some great insights on branding. He knows his space well. And you can tell just through some of the work that he's got on his website with the clients and the businesses that he's helped and their branding. I mean, it's sexy, it's seamless, but most importantly, it's very congruent with the end user that that client wants to get in front of. And with the spaces being as crowded as they are today, branding is becoming more and more important now than ever. So if you wanna check that out, be sure to look up the content and the links that we have here in the show notes for you. And overall, just great interview with Kevin. So appreciate you sharing all of the good insights with us today, Kevin. And one last reminder for those that are interested in real estate investing, my mastermind and the community is launching and growing. So if you have any interest in being a part of this community, scaling your income as a real estate investor, all you got to do is text the number 6-figure flipper, that's all one word, to 44222. You'll get some more information there. And really, this is a community full of real estate investors from all around the country, people of all investing levels. So whether you're just getting started and you've never bought a property, or maybe you're well on your way and you're just looking to scale, you can check out the community and everything that we got going on there. And really, the goal here is to build and grow the best real estate investing community on the planet. Yes, the planet. So with all the tools and the resources and the trainings that are going on each and every week that an investor would need to succeed and continue to grow themselves and their income, this is the community that we are trying to do it in. And it's exciting to see all the people that are having amazing success with it. All the trainers that we have coming in at different 6- and 7-figure levels in their real estate businesses, pouring into everyone in the community. So if that's of interest to you, text 6-figure flipper, all one word, to 44222. You'll get a little bit information sent over to you there. You can go to 6figureflipper.com. And that's all I got for you guys this week. So until next time, remember, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.